A pair of anti-fracking initiatives failed to make Colorado's election ballot because they lacked the required number of signatures to qualify. Even so, environmental and business groups acknowledge the debate is far from over. KUNC State Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has more.
Initiative 75 would have allowed local governments to create their own laws to prevent or mitigate the impacts of oil and gas development, while Initiative 78 would have created a mandatory drilling setback distance of at least 2,500 feet from occupied structures and areas of special concern.
They failed by 19 to 21,000 signatures, so that would require a significant amount of correction.
That's Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams. While the anti-fracking campaigns have the legal right to challenge the ballot signature process, he says they would have a very long road to dispute the finding. And even if they don't challenge,
those issues are not going away, and they will be there. And in fact, they will only continue to fester and to grow.
Jessica Goad is with the environmental group Conservation Colorado, which endorsed the local control initiative.
There is a way for the oil and gas industry to be good actors in this state. This is what these two ballot measures were trying to get at, and particularly the local control issue. If governments are able to say, not here, not at this time, not in this way, then I think people would feel much less outrage about the industry.
In a written statement, the Colorado Oil and Gas Association said voters don't want to resolve complex issues at the ballot box and said the energy industry has a long, proud history. Chip Reimer is a senior vice president at Noble Energy.
We can't stop. We got to keep going educating. We got to keep understanding what makes a difference out there. I think there's an openness and a trust, a transparency that we have to build, and that takes time.
Reimer recently spoke about the ballot initiatives at the annual Rocky Mountain Energy Summit. He says even if there won't be a campaign this fall, the industry can't let up. The key, he says, is to talk to young people about the industry and show them drill sites and safety procedures that are in place.
I think we did a poor job in educating the public. Said, just trust us. We're okay. We're going to do it. And so we lost a generation.
Whether or not future legislative action could happen at the State House remains unclear. It's already been an ongoing policy debate and in the courts. Earlier this year, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled unanimously against the city of Longmont's hydraulic fracturing ban and the moratorium in Fort Collins. Republicans and even some Democrats, such as Governor John Hickenlooper, say Colorado already has the strictest oil and gas regulations in the country. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.